Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began a new subject, and this is primarily teaching. We're going to be looking at the Word of God on the subject, which is very important to every one of us, and that is the subject of healing. Normally, when we hear that word, we think of physical ailments and sickness, and so we're predisposed to think that it's just physical healing, but it's much broader than that. God established with His people, Israel, as expressed under the Old Covenant, a covenant of healing, a covenant of faithfulness, of deliverance from enemies. It was a comprehensive covenant, as well as, in fact, this new covenant we have that has been sealed in the blood of Jesus is a much better covenant with better promises. But it is given by the very same God who loves His creation. He loves man, which was the epitome of His creation. It said He created man in His very own image and likeness. And so, beloved, what we have to understand regarding this whole concept of healing for the whole man, when we are saved, our spirit man is made whole, if you will. We are transformed out of the kingdom of darkness. We're put into God's family, and we're taken from death into life. We become a new creature. But the other aspects of our being, the spirit man, which is immaterial, which is eternal and will live forever, in the soul resides the will, the thought, the emotions, and of course our physical body. That's evident. That's what we Our physical senses are comprised in that physical body. And so there's a healing that sometimes can be much greater that is needed in the realm of our emotions or our mind or whatever it is. God has provided for healing and deliverance. Now, it's just so critical that we understand that Jesus not only paid for our sins, a ransom for multitudes, but He did in fact bear our infirmities and sicknesses also. And Peter declares that in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, by saying in past tense, by whose stripes ye were, past, were healed. And beloved, as we look at the goodness of God expressed in the ministry of Jesus, the only begotten Son of the Father, born into this world, He took upon Himself the form of a servant. He left the glories, the riches of heaven, and made Himself of no reputation. He identified in every way with us, except that His birth was miraculous. He did not have a sin nature. In Genesis, it talks about the seed of the woman that God supernaturally, by the power of the Holy Ghost, who came over a virgin, Mary, that she conceived in her womb and that holy thing born in her. It wasn't her seed. It wasn't that of the natural procreation that occurs between man and woman. It was a supernatural birth, a supernatural beginning that God gave to the very Son of God, who was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus, because of our minds may not understand it, but the miracle of the Trinity, three in one person, and it's all right if we don't understand it. We just have to accept and believe it and thank God for it. And so the very ministry, the entire ministry of Jesus was miraculous. From His first noted recorded miracle, turning the water into wine, to healing the multitudes, to raising the dead, cleansing the lepers. His entire ministry was miraculous. He is a miraculous Christ. And that slogan that we open the broadcast with, you don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, because he's a miracle-working God. That is the opening that Brother Glass used for years, and I've continued to do that in the decades since his homegoing, because it describes this Jesus that we serve. It describes this Christ that we preach. He is a God of miracles, and in spite of what some denominations may have said, or what in spite of some what theologians believe, the miraculous has not ceased from the realm of the Spirit, from God's power. It wasn't just as some have declared that we needed miracles, we needed apostles and prophets in the early church because it was just being established, the word of God wasn't written. No, beloved, we have not come into the unity of the faith, as Paul said in Ephesians. That's why fivefold ministry was given, teachers, pastors, evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints, so that God's people could do the work of the ministry. Notice he's not saying the pastor do the work of the ministry. The fivefold ministry equips God's people. We are all able ambassadors. Every one of you, you may not ever have a public ministry, but your ministry is very public because you have an audience, people that surround you, co-workers in the school, wherever you may be, you have areas and people that you will eternally influence for the good of the kingdom if you are sensitive and aware. And so, as the scriptures say, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is a healer today, just as he was when he walks the shores of Blue Galilee, beloved. He hasn't changed. And so I feel it's such an important subject to deal with that it's, and it may not be comprehensive, of course, but we're going to take a few broadcasts so we know from the very Word of God and those that are in need of healing, the multitudes in this very day that need a touch of the Master's hand, I trust the things I'm going to share with you will answer some questions as to why in some situations healing seems to be elusive. You may be suffering with chronic conditions in your body or suffering with an illness that's just been diagnosed, and the first thing that sets in is fear. Well, I want to stop right now on the broadcast, and if that is your situation, I want to rebuke that spirit of fear. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who especially have gotten a bad report from the doctor. The prognosis, according to the natural, is not good. But Father, you are a God who supersedes all the proclamations of man, even the very best of the skilled and technical areas of medical expertise. Father, you supersede everything. Anything that man can say, do, or limit, you are a God of the miraculous. So, Father, those who need physical healing in their body right now, I rebuke sickness, I rebuke disease, and I claim the inerrancy, the truth of your word, that you are our God who heals all of our diseases just as readily, just as sure as you forgive all our iniquities to those who trust in Jesus. Father, I thank you for that. It is sealed in the blood of Jesus, those stripes that were laid on his back. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we know from the Word of God how important it is to stand on his word, to believe his word. And, you know, there are many people that do go to church, many who are Christians. Some, you know, they may go to church and they're not even saved. Yet they never seem to receive the healing that they need in their lives, whether it's physical or emotional, that areas that relate to the soul, mentally, emotionally. And let me begin by establishing, as we get into this subject, that sickness and disease and death are the result of the curse there, and they are tools of the devil. and are surely enemies to the human race. It's not the will of God for you to be sick. It's not some kind of blessing in disguise. It's a complex subject, and we're going to be going into many different areas. It's not a work of God, but of the devil. In Acts 10:38, we find that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Therefore, sickness and disease is of the devil. Now, does that mean if you are dealing with questions, with doubts, with uncertainties, I do encourage you to listen to the broadcast, because with the Lord's help, we're going to get some understanding of all the various dynamics that could be going on. Jesus met the devil on the battlefield of glory, and he defeated him. And it is his will for you to enjoy good health. John said, it is God's will for you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, I want to, I'm just going to do something I have never done before. I always give an invitation for folks to write. Well, just recently, I've been burdened by a letter I received by a brother called Nathan without an address. And Nathan, if you're listening, I want you to know I've been praying for you. He doesn't share an address, but beloved, I ask if God leads, if you would pray for him as well. He writes, "Dear Judith, been enjoying your ministry for years. I'm stuck here sort of in the Northern California wilderness with my RV and motorcycle not running." He asks that God will undertake in his situation. He says, "I hear you on KFAX. God bless you very much. Love, Nathan." And so, Nathan, I've been praying, and we just trust God for his goodness to be revealed, and he's going to make a way for you in Jesus' name. Amen. But, beloved, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. One of the joys of my life is not only making broadcasts, but be able to minister to people through the correspondence ministry. And a sister writing from Sunnyvale shares, "Dear Sister Judith, thank you for the good message you wrote. I have read it several times because it was just what I needed. Praise God. God bless you always." A sister writing from Sunnyvale. So, beloved, if God is moving on your heart and you have needs in your life, you may not be able to share with anyone else, just know that I will personally I pray for every person and every letter that comes in, that I'll take your needs before the throne of grace. I love you. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to really getting into the heart of what God has to say about healing for his children. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.